In the early 1990s, a jihadi named Abdur Rajik Abu Bakr Janjalani returned home from the war in Afghanistan to the impoverished island of Basilan. He brought $6 million and a mission he reportedly received from Osama bin Laden himself to spark an Islamic insurgency. Janjalani adopted the name Abu Sayyaf, which translates as the Sword Bearers. After the founder was killed in a fight with Philippine troops in 1998, his younger brother Gaddafi Janjalani took over and shifted tactics from insurrection to kidnappings. While most of the victims are Filipinos, the group raided resorts, including some in Malaysia, and they took up piracy. One report put its revenue in ransom at between $10 and $25 million in the year 2000 alone. When ransoms are not paid, victims are beheaded. In 2004, the group smuggled a television set packed with explosives aboard a large ferry in Manila Bay. The blast killed 116 people, the worst terrorist incident in the country's history. Gaddafi Janjalani died in a shootout in 2006. The senior leader now is Isnilon Hapilon, who declared his allegiance to the Islamic State in 2014. Last year, Abu Sayyaf set off a bomb that killed 15 people in Davao City, the hometown of President Rodrigo Duterte. Since he took office, Duterte has alternated between vows to destroy the group and offers to negotiate. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.